Shalom to all. Today's office is Bamatzi Daf Mem Aleph, and we are starting Mem Amud Beis on the bottom with the brand new Mishnah. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Basav Yaakov Maisha Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And Lili Nishmas Mars Freidichai Yebela Basav Yitzchak Tzvi Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah tells us Hamafkid Chavis Eitzchak Haveroi. A person deposited a barrel by his friend V'lo Yichadul by Lamakayim, and the owner didn't designate a place for where his barrel is supposed to be. He just gave it to his friend, and he said, "You put it wherever you want." Until the Shem removed it and Shtabra and it broke. So it depends whether or not the Shem is going to be Chayev. Emitach Yad Nishbra. If it broke while it was in the Shomer's hand, and Letzar Chai, he was moving the barrel for his own needs, he wanted to move it, not because he was trying to help the barrel out, Chayiv, so he's Chayiv. However, Letzar Chai, if he was moving it for the barrel's needs, Pater, so the Shomer's Pater. However, if after he placed it down already, he moved it, he placed it down, and then it broke, so Ben Letzar Chai, Pater. It doesn't make a difference if he moved it for its needs, or even if he moved it for his needs, he's Pater. That's all going in a situation where the owner doesn't designate one place in the house for the barrel. Whereas Yichdullah by Lamakim, if the owner designated a place, this is where my barrel needs to be, Vitiltala, and then the Shomer moved it, Vinishbra, and it broke, Ben Mitach Yadei, Ben Mishenicha, whether it broke while it was still in his hand or it broke after he put it down, the only difference is why he moved it. Letzar Chai, Chayev, Letzar Chai, Pater. If he moved it for his needs, he's Chayev. If he moved it for its needs, he's Pater. So Gemara begins by analyzing the Mishnah. Hamani, who's our Mishnah like? Rabbi Shmuel, he clearly seems to be Rabbi Shmuel. The Amaru hold, Loi Be'ino Das Bailim, that we don't need the Das of the owner. Titanu of Bresa, it says, Agandit Lemina either, if a person steals a lamb from a flock, Veselamina kiss, or money from someone's wallet, Lamakam Shakan of Yachzir, Div Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel holds, he could simply return it to the place where he stole it from, he could bring the lamb back and slip it into the flock, or if he was a good enough pickpocket, he could be even a better put pocket and put the money back into the guy's pocket without even telling him. That's what Rabbi Shmuel holds, which means he's Yaitz his din of Hashava, of returning the Gzela, even without the Bailim knowing. Whereas Rabbi Kiva says, Mem Alef Hamad Alef on top, Tzarech Das Bailim, we need Das Bailim over here. So even though he's a good put pocket, or he could slip the sheep back into the flock, he still has to tell the owners, by the way, I return your thing from you. As it must be the Aramish Rabbi Shmuel, because we're talking about putting the item back without telling the owner, and we see that he's Pater. It must be Lebi'ina Das Bailim. As in what Rabbi Shmuel, if you want to say Mishnah's Rabbi Shmuel, my Iriyo lo Yichadu. So why is our Mishnah even discussing that he wasn't Miyachad a place? I feel Yichadu Nami. Even if there was a specific place where this barrel was supposed to be, the same din would apply. What does it make a difference, Yichadu or lo Yichadu? So my answer is right, Lebi'ina Kamar. It's a Lebi'ina. Lebi'ina Yichadu. You don't even have to say that if there's a specific place where this barrel is supposed to be, the Makaimahu, that's its place. And the Shomer put the barrel back to where it was supposed to be, so that's considered like returning it. El afil lo Yichadu. Even if there wasn't a place designated for it, the Lav Makaimahu. So when the Shomer puts the barrel down, it's not even considered like its place. So you might say it's not considered like he did a hashava, like he returned the barrel. Still, Lebi'ina Das Bailim. The Chiddush is we don't need Das Bailim. So that's the ratio of the Mishnah, which is clear, Rabbi Shmuel. Now, Ema Seifa, take a look at the next case of the Mishnah. Yichadu Allah Bailim Makaim. If the owner designated a place for it, Vitiltala, and the Shomer moved it, Vinishbra, and it broke, Bemi Tachyada, Bemi Sheinicha, whether it broke while it was in his hand or it broke after he placed it down, Letzar Chai, if he moved it for his needs, Chayiv, he's Chayiv. Letzar Chai, if he moved it for its needs, Pater, son, he's Pater. Now, son, Rabbi Kiva, clearly we're going like Rabbi Kiva right now, the Amar Be'ina Das Bailim, who holds that we need Das Bailim. Because if he moved it for its needs, he's Chayiv no matter what happened. And it's clearly because he didn't tell the Bailim. So as Gemara, Rabbi Kiva, if you want to say the safer the mission is Rabbi Kiva, my area Yichadu. So why is it we're specifically talking about a case where he designated a place for the barrel? Afil lo Yichadu Nami. The same would apply even if there wasn't a place for the barrel. So the Gemara answers, you're right, Lo Yibayi Kamar to Lo Yibayi. Lo Yibayi Lo Yichadu. You don't even have to say that if a place was not designated for the barrel, the Lav Makaimahu, that this is not considered its proper place, and of course he's Chayiv, El Afil Yichadu Nami. Even if a place was designated for the barrel, the Makaimahu, that is its proper place. Be'ino Das Bailim, still we need Das Bailim, and when the Shomer moves it, he has to tell the owner. So now the Gemara asks, Reish Rabbi Shmuel, Vasefer Rabbi Kiva. You want to say the Reish's Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel, and the Sefer is Rabbi Kiva? Usually we try to establish a Mishnah according to one Tana all the way through. So my answer is, in yes, it happens to me in this case, the Reish is Rabbi Shmuel, and the Sefer is Rabbi Kiva. The Amar Rabbi Yechon said, Mandim Targum Li Chavis Alib Techa Tana, the one who could explain this Mishnah of Chavis, of barrel, according to one Tana, Mavlana Mani Basri Lebe Masusa, I'm going to carry his clothing for him, after him, to the bathhouse, meaning I'm going to show that I'm his Talmud. In other words, Rabbi Yechon was learning the Mishnah as two different Manda Amrim, and he really wanted it to be just one Manda Amar. And we continue discussing Mishnah, now trying to figure out why is it that the Shomer took this barrel in the first place. Take Rabbi Yaakov Abba Kamei Derav, he explained, Shanat Almanas L'Gaizla, he took it with intention to steal it. Whereas Take Rabbi Nasa Abba Kamei Derav, he explained, Shanat Almanas L'Shalach Bayad, he took it with intent to be Shalach Yad. Now the difference between Shlichas Yad and Gzela is the Gzela, he intends to take it for himself completely. Shlichas Yad just means misappropriating it. Not that he's going to steal the entire thing, maybe he's going to use it a little bit and then put it back, but it's just misappropriation, it's not full Gzela. So the Gemara asked Mike Mifli, what's Machlekes? And the answer is, Shlichas Yad Shechisarin, whether or not when a Shomer is Shalach Yad, when he misappropriates the object that's given to him, there's going to be something missing from the object itself in order to be Machayiv him. There's something that tells that a Shomer has to make a Shvuah, Shaloi Shalach Yad Melechas Re'eyu, that he was not Shalach Yad, and only in that case will be Potter. And so over here we're getting involved in a fundamental Machlekes, whether whether or not Shlichas Yad needs Chesaron. Mad Amar LeGaizla, according to the Mad Amar, that the reason why this fellow moved the barrel was because he wanted to steal it. That's Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba. Ksavar, he holds Shlichas Yad to Chesaron. Then in order for Hashem to be Chai for Shlichas Yad, there has to be Chesaron. There has to be some sort of lack to the thing itself. Something has to be missing. Something has to be taken away. And over here, nothing was missing. Nothing happened. He simply moved the barrel from one place to another, and so there's no Chesaron over there. And that's why the only way he'd be Chayiv is if he took it with intention to steal it. Whereas Mad Amar Shlichas Yad, according to Rabbi Nosson Bar Abba, Ksavar, he holds Shlichas Yad and it's Chesaron. In order for Hashem to be Chai for Shlichas Yad, there doesn't need to be Chesaron to the thing itself, and therefore we could even say that he moved it L'Shalach Bayad, and it doesn't have to be that he moved it to steal it. Now, Maskal Rosheshes, Rosheshes asked the following question. Midi Natal Ketani, does it say that he took it? Tiltal Ketani, it says that he moved it. So why are we even discussing why he took it? He didn't take it. He simply moved it from place A to place B in his house. So Alam Rosheshes, rather, Rosheshes says as follows. Hacham Eskin, what are we talking about over here? Kagansha Tiltal Lahavi Allah Geislais. He moved it for a particular purpose. He wanted to get Geislais, little birds that were in their nest, and he moved the barrel in order to stand in it, use it as a step stool. Because Sovereign of Sheshes holds, Shoyal Shloimi Das, Gazlan Hava. If a person borrows something without the owner's knowledge, so he's considered a Gazlan. And that's what the Mishnah is referring to. So here we have Rav Yaakov Bar Abba, Rav Nosson Bar Abba, and Rav Sheshes all explaining the Mishnah differently. And so according to them, who's the Mishnah like? Vakul Rabbi Shmuel he. The entire Mishnah is actually Shitas Rabbi Shmuel, that Loi Be'inun Das Bailim, when a person steals something and returns it. And the Seifa, what about the Seifa that we had originally understood was Shitas Rabbi Kiva, but now we're saying Shitas Rabbi Shmuel? Why the Shem Rabbi Chai for it, even after he puts it back? If Loi Be'inun Das Bailim, the answer is Shinichu Makam Shein Makayma, he put it back somewhere that's not its designated place, and that's why he's chayv for it. You're right, Loi Be'inun Das Bailim according to Rabbi Shmuel, but in the Seif he's chayv because he put it back in a place where it doesn't belong. Now the question is, why is this not a good answer for Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan said, if you could explain our Mishnah according to one Tana, I'll take your kalim after you to the Beis HaMerachat. Why is this not a good answer? And the answer is, Hanicho, when it says that he put it down in the Mishnah, b'mkayma mashma, it's mashma that he put it down in its place. So we can't answer like we just answered that the reason why he's chayv is because he put it down in the wrong place. Hanicho means he put it down in the right place. And we continue talking about Shlichas Yad. Itmar was stated, Rav Levi with Machlekes Rav and Levi, Chadam or one of them says Shlichas Yad Tzir Chesaron. Then in order to be chayv a shomer for being shaleach yad, we need chesaron. It has to be there's some sort of chesaron. He has to use it for something, and only then he's chayv. Chadam or the other one says Shlichas Yad and it's Tzir Chesaron. Now to Stayim, let's try to conclude. The Rav who Amar Shlichas Yad and it's Tzir Chesaron. It is Rav who holds that Shlichas Yad does not need chesaron. The Tanya of a Brisa that says Raisha Eroya Edrei. We have a shepherd who's taking care of his flock. Viniach Edrei, and he walks away from his flock. He leaves Ubala Ir, and he goes to the city to buy himself a shawarma. Ubaza Evitaraf, and then a wolf came while he was gone and tore away one of the sheep, Uba Arivadaras, or a lion came and trampled on one of them, Pater, he's Pater. And that's because it's an Ines. Even if he was there and he wasn't eating shawarma in the city, he wouldn't have been able to do anything. However, if he had put his staff or his pouch on it, Chayev son is Chayev. And our Havamina is because that's considered Shlichas Yad. He's misappropriating this animal. He's using it for his own needs. He's putting his staff or his bag on it. And that's why he's Chayev, even though an Ines happened to it. The Gemara asked me, just because he had put his stick or his bag on it, he's Chayev. Hashaklinu, he had already taken his staff off of it, so he's not being Shaleach Yad anymore. So Amar Nachman, Amar Rav Ravua, Amar Rav. So here we have Rav saying, Ba'adin Olea, we're talking about where his staff or his pouch are still on the animal. Ask Amar Ravchi'adin Olea, my Hava. Who cares if they're still on the animal when it was attacked by the wolf or the lion? Halay Mashcha, he didn't do Mashicha on the animal, so he never took it for himself. He just simply placed his stuff on the animal. From Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Amar Rav. So here once again, we have a clarification from Rav. Shekisha Bamakal, V'ratzol Fanel, he struck it with a stick and it ran in front of him, and that's the kinyan that he did on the animal. Now here's where we're coming to our main point. Halay Chasra, he didn't make any chisaron in the animal. Nothing actually happened to the animal. All he did was use it. And so must be Allah Shmamino. What do we learn from here? Kasavar that Rav holds Shlichas Yad ain't Tzir Chisaron. And in order to be Chayv Shomer for being Shaleach Yad for misappropriating something, there doesn't need to be chisaron. He was Shaleach Yad in this animal. He put his staff on it, so that's using it for himself, but there's no chisaron in the animal. Nothing happened to it, and still we're being Mechayv him. The Gemara says it's not a Raya. Ema, I can actually understand. The Brisa says follows Shechisha B'makel. Not Shechisha B'makel, that he struck it with a stick. It's Chisha B'makel, is that he weakened it with a stick. And that means that there was a chisaron here. And the Gnami is actually doing like that, because what did Rav say? Shekisha b'makel, that he struck it with a stick. Shmam, you know, we learn from here that he weakened it, because it doesn't have to say that he struck it with a stick. It could just say that he hit it. By the fact that we say that he hit it with a stick, it must be that he did cause a chisaron in it. So actually now we have the exact opposite understanding in Rav. When the Rav saw Shlichas Yad Tzir Chisaron, from the fact that Rav holds that Shlichas Yad Nis Chisaron, Levi saw Shlichas Yad Ainot Tzir Chisaron. That means that Levi's the one that holds Shlichas Yad Ainot Tzir Chisaron. So the question is, my time to Levi. What's Levi's reasoning? So Rabbi Yechim, Mishum Rabbi Yesi Ben Neiroi, Mishon Shlichas Yad Amur B'Shemer Sachar, Mishlichas Yad Amur B'Shemer Chinam. When the Pasuk mentions Shlichas Yad B'Shemer Sachar, by a paid Shemer, that's different than the Shlichas Yad that's mentioned by Shemer Chinam. And soon the Gemara is going to explain what this means. Mem Alpha and Beis on top, Rabbi Yechim continues, Va'ani Omer, I myself say, in Mishona, that there is no difference. So now we ask, Umay Mishona, what does that mean? It's different. In other words, how does that help us understand Shitas Levi? And the answer is, Loi Semer Shlichas Yad B'Shemer Sachar. Really, the Pasuk doesn't need to say anything about Shlichas Yad B'Shemer Sachar, but Tesim B'Shemer Chinam. chinam. We can learn from a kavul chaymer from shemer chinam because ma shemer chinam shapater b'gnei aveda shalach b'yad chayev. Just like by shemer chinam, we know that we're very makel with him. He's pater by gnei aveda. But if that shemer chinam is shaleach yad b'pikadain that was given to him, he's chayev. So shemer sachar shechayev gnei aveda like kol shekain a shemer sachar who's chayev gnei aveda. Wouldn't we say for sure that if he's shaleach yad b'pikadain that he would be chayev? And therefore, my halacha is v'nirachmana. In regards to what halacha did the Torah write shlichas yad by shemer sachar? Why mention it again over there? It must be lemelcha to tell you that shlichas yad ain't not shlichas sarin, and that's Shitas Levi. Now Rabbi Yochanan himself had said, "Va'ani ha'mer that I say ain't a mashona that there is no difference." In other words, we need both psukim, and we can't learn one from the other. And why is that? Rabbi Elazar, just like Rabbi Elazar, the Amar who says, "Dov da achasi," this one and that one are the same. Again, meaning that both of them are necessary in the pasuk, and one can't be learned from the other. Now we ask, "My dov da achasi," what does it mean? Each one is like the other, and they're each necessary. Meaning we need the pasuk of shlichas yad b'shemer chinam, and we also need the pasuk of shlichas yad b'shemer sachar. Why would that be? Misham de'ekel mifrach, because we could ask on this kavul chaymer that we just mentioned. And what's the question? Well, ma'al shemer chinam shekim misham tashlum kefel b'toyin tainas ganev. A shemer chinam would end up paying kefel when he tainas it was stolen from him, and it turns out that he lied and he's the one that stole it, so he has to pay kefel. But a shemer sachar doesn't have to pay kefel in that case, because even if he claims that it was stolen and he's the one who stole it, it doesn't make a difference. A shemer sachar is chayv for gneva, so he would never be chayv kefel. So we see that shemer chinam in a way is more chamer than shemer sachar, and therefore we can't learn shemer sachar from shemer chinam in regards to shlichas yad, and that's why we need to have two separate psukim. Now, Mandaloy Parach, the one that doesn't ask this, meaning Rabbi Yossi ben Nairai, he holds this kavul chaymer. Sover, he holds that the reason why that is not a question is because karna b'loy shvua adifa mekvela b'shvua. The fact that a shemer sachar has to pay karen, he has to pay the principal amount without having to make a shvua in the case of gneva veda, that's better, meaning that makes this type of shemer more chamer than a shemer chinam that has to pay kefel, but he only has to pay kefel if he makes a false shvua and it turns out that he's the one that stole. And that's why, according to Rabbi Yossi ben Nairai, we still have a valid kavul chaymer. But now we're gonna have another explanation of what Rabbi Elazar meant by saying davda achasi. Remember, we had just explained that davda achasi meant that we need both psukim. We need a pasuk of shlichas yad b'shemer chinam, and we need a pasuk of shlichas yad b'shemer sachar. But now Rav Amar Rava says totally different. Lo yishemer shlichas yad, lo b'shemer chinam, v'lo b'shemer sachar. Davda achasi means the exact opposite. We don't need a pasuk of shlichas yad either b'shemer chinam or b'shemer sachar. V'teisim shayol, we can actually learn that a shemer chinam, shemer sachar would be chayv if the shaleich yad from shayol. What's a limud? Umashel d'ladas b'am ka'avid. Just like a shayol, a borrower. He's using the item with Daz Bailim. He has consent. He has the agreement of the owner because he borrowed it from the owner. Bashalch Bayad Chayev. If he's Shalech Yad in the item, he's Chayev. So Shemer Chinam, Shemer Sachar. A Shemer Chinam, Shemer Sachar, who are not allowed to use the item in the first place, they're just watching it, but they're not allowed to use it. Like Kol Shekain, wouldn't we say for sure that they're Chayev if they're Shalech Yad? So we don't need any Pasuk of Shalichas Yad by Shemer Chinam and Shemer Sachar. And that's what Rabbi Elazar meant by saying Davda Achasi. And so the obvious question is Lama Nemar. So why do we have these two Psukim of Shalichas Yad, one by Shemer Chinam, one by Shemer Sachar? The answer is Chadalam Lacha. One of them is to tell you that shlichas yad ain't sri chesaron. The shlichas yad does not need chesaron. Ve'idach, and the other one is teaching shaloi tamer that you shouldn't say dial b'man adin li is kanidain, that it's enough that whatever is being learned should be just like that which is being learned from. In other words, don't say the following mashal b'ilim pater, just like a shayel, a borrower. If the b'ilim are there, the owner of the item is there when something happens to it, the shayel is pater. So avshar mechin v'shamer sachar b'ilim pater. So too when the owner is with the shamer mechin v'shamer sachar and something happens to it, that these shamer would be pater because we're learning from shayel. The actual limud of shlichas yad is telling us not to say that. And we further clarify, what about according to Rav, the shlichas yad sri chesaron, hani tati shlichas yad l'amali? So what do we need these two psukim of shlichas yad for? And the answer is, one of them is that you shouldn't say what we just said, that whatever is being learned should be just like the thing that's learning from, which is again is saying that shemer chinam and shemer sachar are not like shayel, and there's no p'tur if the b'ahim are there. And the other one is what we learned in the b'raisa, the pasuk says, and the b'albayis, which is referring to the shemer chinam, he has to be brought in front of Elikim, which is referring to Bezdin, Lashvua. It means he has to be brought to make a Shvua. That's talking about where he claims it was stolen from him. He swore to that extent. And then Adam came to say that he stole it, so he's Chayav Kefil in that case. Now, Atarim Lashvua, and Ladin, you're saying this referring to him making a Shvua. Maybe he just means Ladin for judgment. He comes to Bezdin and they judge him. How do you know that the Pasuk is saying that he has to make a Shvua? And the answer is, Namar Shlichas Yad Lamata, and Namar Shlichas Yad Lamala. It says Shlichas Yad below, which is talking about Shemer Sachar, and it says Shlichas Yad above, which is talking about Shemer Chinam, and Ma'alal Lashvua, just like over there, when we're talking about Shemer Sachar. The Torah very clearly requires him to make a shvua if he's patering himself with a tain of aynes afkan l'shvua. So to over here, when a shemer chinam is trying to pater himself with a tain that it was stolen, so he has to make a shvua in order to pater himself. And again, when it turns out that Edom came to say that he himself stole it, so he's going to be chayev kefel. And that's the two things that Rav learns from these extra psukim. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with a brand new mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.